Yeah, there is some disease pressure out there. I'll start with the soybeans. You know, there are some pockets of white mold, a little bit of sudden death syndrome in some areas. You know, all things considering for how wet we've been, I don't think it's the worst white mold I've maybe seen, but there is certainly some out there. But I'd say at a macro level, I don't think white mold is going to be overly devastating, but certainly there always are some isolated fields here and there that get it more than others. But certainly, based on the moisture we've had, I anticipate that we could see more than what I've seen so far. You know, sudden death syndrome, the same thing. You know, for how cool we were this spring, soil temps were cold, and knowing that, you know, we had a tough harvest, a tough spring, a lot of compaction. Is there some out there? Yes, but in some cases, I think we've done a good job managing that through variety selection, utilizing some of the seed treatment technologies out there. I think those tools, technologies are working extremely well, and that's why we're maybe keeping some of those diseases in check. Corn, you know, there is some northern corn leaf blight out there. There's a lot of fields you can walk to see some. A lot of it came later, probably not going to have a massive impact on yield. And there's a lot of acres treated with fungicide that I think are really going to pay well from a standpoint of that. We'll want to, you know, keep a watch out. There is some tar spots showing up in Fillmore County. New corn disease, first time we've seen it here in Minnesota. That'll be something we'll want to keep an eye on moving forward, something we'll want to spend a lot of time on educating this winter, getting everybody's head around, understanding the disease, what management factors can we implement for the future. But we do got some brand new things we've got to be on the lookout for as we even start thinking about the 2020 crop.